Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you for joining us, and thank you. We're coming up on the Christmas season, and my name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Kim Fink.
Glenn Fink.
You know, one thing that I want to say is we're here just sort of thinking about what can we say positive
about the news.
Without
can't
the news,
think of anything.
Without the news. Other than the fact, I'm going to challenge everybody. How many times have you heard Merry Christmas from somebody rather than Happy Holidays or whatever else? I have heard many, many more people wishing me a Merry Christmas.
I just got off the phone before I came here with an Indian guy named Alan that worked for HP. I was buying toner and ink for my new printer. And he said, is there anything else I can help you with? And I said, Merry Christmas. Thinking, well, the guy may be Muslim or Hindu, so he doesn't celebrate Christmas. So then he gave me some more stock, you know, and and have a nice day, and happy holidays, and Merry Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, very good.
Wow.
But I've heard it a number more times than I had heard it in the last few years.
I think that one of the things that is going to help us get out of the blue funk we've been in the past 4 years, we're starting off on a new foot with a new administration. But we also need to realize we've been given a second chance.
Well, I worry about that, Mary, because I don't think that the inauguration can come quick enough, because in my mind, we just got back from a 10-day vacation where we had no news. So coming back home, it was overload and, you know, Assad and all of that going on. And it seems to me that Biden administration is almost accelerating some of the military aspects of Ukraine and Russia. And I'm very concerned that we will get to inauguration without another major tragedy. And I think that's part of why I'm in a holiday funk, is because I'm waiting for that other shoe to fall.
Nah.
We've heard that.
I don't think Putin's going to do anything.
Well,
no,
I think
we're going to be okay, I hope.
33 but shopping days until the inauguration.
The minefields that are being laid for the Trump administration. But where I was going is we've been given a second chance, and I believe part of that second chance is to go back to our roots as a nation, not only to go back to the Constitution, but go back to the fact that the Constitution was set up for a godly nation, and we need to become that godly nation again, because we have certainly wandered.
How do you expect that to happen?
I don't know. That's not something we can do. That's something God has to do.
Not something Trump can
do. No, that's something God has to do.
There's too many octogenarians still in the Congress.
But Kim, to your point, in your, quote, 10-day absence, when they rededicated the, what was it, Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
and Trump was over there. Now I know when Jill Biden was also there and just trying to swoon Trump somehow, but she was over there, and when Trump came in, one head of state, stood up to honor Trump, and all of the rest of heads of state also stood up to honor
Trump.
Elected President Trump. That, you know, and
wow.
And so the world has recognized that changes are coming, and they're expecting them to be positive changes.
Well, they have the advantage of seeing what he did his first 4 years, which was not horrific. It was wonderful. And even though they didn't like it, tough. But it wasn't the chaos and confusion and unprofessionalism and everything that our press, you know, accused him of. But also, he has a mandate from the American people. So like it or not, he's going to act on his mandate, and they're just going to have to, since we are America and we do lead the world, they're just going to have to, you know, belly up to the bar.
And he does go by his word. Somebody asked him on the news, I don't remember which news station, someone asked, are you going to do preemptive strikes against someone
How stupid is that?
Exactly. That's what his answer was to that question.
Is that a real question?
That's a stupid question, really.
You know, they were asking, remember Schwarzkopf?
Yes.
When we went into Iraq? The press was asking him those kind of questions at his daily briefings. And we were just sitting there, we military people were just sitting there going, this is why you don't have daily briefings in the middle of a war for the press, because they're just stupid.
One of the things when we're talking about the mandate is, it is really interesting to me and somewhat of a surprise, most of the Mag 7 companies are kissing Trump's ring. They can't get to Mar-a-Lago fast enough to make sure they've got a relationship with Trump when they've been anti-Trump for the last 8 years.
And I think it's really, really entertaining that lawsuit money is going to go towards setting up his presidential library. I think that's great.
Yeah, the $15 million from ABC settlement. And so I read an article today that said George Stephanopoulos is furious. He's gone silent on his social media, so he hasn't said anything publicly. But he's furious particularly about the order from ABC that he apologized publicly to Trump. But the article was being criticized because it was all anonymous sources, and it was the press reporting on the press using anonymous sources.
That you can't refute, yes.
Right, right.
But that's the technique. Nancy Pelosi outlined the technique of that. You start a rumor.
It's called the wrap-up smear.
Yeah, you start a rumor, you get it reported in the press, then you have a source for it, and you can keep it going. And you can destroy somebody that way.
Yeah, that's what they've tried with Pete Hegseth.
And they tried it with Clarence Thomas. They tried it with Kavanaugh. They succeeded with Bork because it was the first time they tried it and nobody was ready for it.
And that was thanks to Biden.
Yes, that was.
By the way,
Ted Kennedy.
To go off on a different tangent. So our local state representative, Steve Tyson, I think asked the head of the Craven County Community College or whatever else about J.D. Vance attending. And J.D. Vance, when he was stationed here at Cherry Point, yes, he attended three different classes at Craven County Community College.
How about that?
So,
small world, isn't it?
It's a small world.
If you talk to military people long enough, you'll find where they've crossed paths. I want to change the subject here for a little minute. Mary wants us to talk about something positive, but I didn't find anything positive in the news today. One of the things that disturbed me is 41% of young voters say that the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO is acceptable.
What?
Yeah, that's we
Why?
Have.
Why? Why?
We need to do something with our education.
Because
system.
He's a capitalist scum.
And how do they think they're going to make a living if there is no capitalists?
Well,
I've never known a poor person to start a business.
But you have to understand that if you ask these young people, particularly college educated, what capitalism is, all they can give you are the talking points from the communists about how it's evil, the capitalists have all the money, and they want to make us all poor, and that's the exact opposite of what capitalism is.
Ask them how they got to be a capitalist.
They
worked hard and they saved their money.
But when the new college graduate gets out, he is expecting $150,000 starting salary and 4 weeks of vacation.
You know, I got a kick out of read this. Gen Z kids, some of them take their parents with them to their job interviews.
Yes.
We had, now I'm going back 11 years, we had helicopter moms that came in to do the application and everything with the possible employee.
Well, that employee would have been a no on my list.
There were a lot of no's. A lot of no's.
It just tells you how much life has changed in the last 40, 50 years, because I was babysitting at 12 newborns, and I cannot imagine giving a 12-year-old that responsibility now.
No, they'd be on their phone all the time. The kid would be neglected.
Now, wait.
They wouldn't even know how to.
All right, we're going down a rabbit hole.
Now, wait. You went down a great rabbit hole because when our youngest daughter had a child, the first thing Grandma and Grandpa had to do was take a CPR class in order to be eligible
to babysit. She would not let us babysit. Unless we took a CPR
course.
Don't
you wonder how your children lived?
Yes.
They do, too.
We drank out of the lawn hose.
No car seats. No seatbelts.
No seatbelts.
Nine people in the station wagon.
That's right.
Plus the dog.
Anyway, it was a national survey from Emerson College. 68% of all voters consider the actions of the killer unacceptable. But the only age group that found it acceptable was 18 to 49.
Because he was a capitalist.
Because he's healthcare and he's capitalist, he's a CEO, and that crosses their red lines.
And yet the people who worked for the company talked about his efforts to improve things and make things better for the consumer.
Well, something that doesn't get enough attention is the fact that this guy wasn't even insured by their company.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Right.
He wasn't even insured there. He just picked this guy and shot him in the back right before Christmas. How can anybody think that's acceptable? It just blows my mind.
And meanwhile, at the same time, you had, I would suspect, I don't know, I would love to hear the same age group's opinion on Daniel Perry.
Him being found innocent?
The Marine yeah. The subways, yeah. Yes.
I've seen a poll on it, but I don't recall what it was.
Because I think that, I don't think he should ever have been on trial.
No, I don't either.
So this quote manifesto, and I don't know why everybody that kills somebody is called a mass murder if it's more than two, but they come out with the word manifesto for whatever is written. And evidently, the manifesto indicates that he was looking for the insurance company that had the highest rate of refusals, as that being his motive. I don't know.
So it didn't have to be his insurance company. It was just the insurance company with the highest rate of refusal.
Based on whatever statistic he saw.
Well, there was an attempt to make this somehow connected to his back surgery, and that his back was such a problem, and that maybe perhaps this insurance company had turned down his claim on his back surgery, only to find out he's not even insured there.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any connection to why he shot him in the back.
No. Folks, on that note, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Thank you for listening to CCTA Wake Up Call.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Stop in at East 70 Pawn for great deals. Drew and his knowledgeable staff have been serving the New Bern area since 1989. We always try to help our customers with friendly and honest service. Our crew is what sets us apart. Treating folks like how we want to be treated is our standard. People appreciate great service plus great prices, and that's what we're all about. Our shop is like no other. We specialize in guns, jewelry, and ammo, but we have so much more. We have the largest selection of new and used firearms, coins, collectibles, musical instruments, and tools. Our new jewelry selection is growing daily. Find us at 3317 Highway 70 East of New Bern. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, check out our website for many, many collectibles, east70pawn.com. East 70 Pawn is your one-stop shop to buy, sell, trade, or cash loans quickly, conveniently, and confidentially.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
A professional auto service keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back, and again, thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Mary, you're going to take us in a different direction. Is it a positive direction?
No. Oh. I just want to get into a little bit about Ukraine, because I think there are a lot of things going on there that are, some for some reason, our mainstream media just hasn't mentioned. And I'm going to flip to Pat to give us kind of a background on some of the bio labs and the money and the whole thing.
Well, I think part of the reason the mainstream, the legacy media, let's call them that, are not covering this story or anything to do with the biolabs is because of the prohibition on alleged misinformation during the whole COVID pandemic. Anything that criticized COVID lockdowns and, you know, anti-vaccine and all that stuff had to be kept out of the news. And then the fact that Biden was the point man for Obama for Ukraine, the family corruption for Ukraine, the legacy media wants to keep the eyes off anything going on in Ukraine other than the Russian war. The Pentagon funds some of these biolabs in the Ukraine. And so I'll be interested to see if DOGE whittles that out of the Pentagon budget. You know, with their, like everything else with our government, they have their tentacles all through the government. All these funding sources come from all different places. I mean, as an example, I read an article this morning. Biden ordered 11 different federal agencies to go after Musk.
And yeah, $300,000.
$300 million.
$300 million.
Paid Reuters $300 million. They got contracts with 11 different federal agencies to start investigating Musk and running a series of articles smearing him. So that money came from 11 different agencies. You see, all of them are just awash in cash, and they have nefarious things to do with it. Which doesn't make the... So if you're... I read another article today that said, if you're getting all your news from legacy media, you don't know half of what's going on. At any rate, the article that I'm basing my comments on today is entitled, Top Russian General Who Accused Democrats of Funneling Profits from Secret Ukrainian Biolabs to Fund Elections is Blown Up in Moscow. So the money that was going over there is being laundered and then coming back to the Democrats. Those of us that are not in the lefty pouch have expected that to be true, you know, for a long time. This is not news to us. It may be news to the half of the country that watches MSNBC or NBC or CBS or ABC or CNN. The military is into biolabs because they're always seeking, you know, chemical warfare, biological warfare.
Well, it's interesting that the U.S. has partnered with pharma companies and foundations led by George Soros and Bill Gates to set up bioresearch in Ukraine.
Well, things were set up in Ukraine because in America it had become illegal to do gain-of-function research. So we just gave a bunch of money, and North Carolina has some affiliation with a professor, a researcher that was
at Chapel Hill.
At Chapel Hill, yes. So they took the money and went offshore. The research didn't stop. They just relocated it and had to launder the money to fund it. And I think that a lot of our involvement in the Ukraine is basically blackmail.
Yeah, and according to the Gateway Pundit, some of the companies named were Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, and Gilead.
Surprise, surprise.
Where our vaccine, our mRNA vaccine came from.
And with no liability.
And they have just requested a 5-year extension on their recusal of liability on vaccination stuff.
Wow.
Pfizer has.
Well, you know, Trump is the one that did the no liability to speed up the research and get the thing to market.
He'll know better now, won't he?
He'll know better. I'm sure that's one of the things he's learned.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, this Russian general that was blown up was the one who accused the Democrats of funneling profits to fund elections. Isn't that an incredible coincidence?
And our answer is no.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
I saw the video of him blown up.
Yeah.
It's online.
Ugh.
It's a video of him walking out of the entrance to a Moscow hotel, and the bomb went off and blew him up.
Not a motorcycle or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Scooter.
To go to something not necessarily pleasant, but maybe less awful, let's talk about offshore wind. There's an article, and it's based on the City Journal, about the dark side of offshore wind for New York and New Jersey. And these are two places that are pushing wind power.
Isn't that where the one that the prop that blew up and
that was in Nantucket. That was Connecticut.
But it's on that coast. It's northeast.
Yeah, it is northeast.
It's screwing up the beaches. It's screwing up the ocean.
Yeah, we have,
but let's build more.
We have asbestos in our seafood now. Just what we needed. And they're talking about the first of all, the impact on the whale population. It's killing whales. Commercial fishing is being negatively impacted.
Well, now this is an environmental impact study on future mm-hmm. turbines. And it says, here's the impact, the environmental impact of the proposed wind wind farm. I almost said wind tunnel. near extinction event for pod whales.
Well, we've already seen them being killed.
And the decimation of the commercial fishing industry for that area. And the fact that everybody's electric bill will go up, not down.
Drastically.
And that's the three takeaways from this environmental impact. So the fact that anybody would still consider building this wind farm, it beggars belief.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you?
Well, some company needs some money or has padded some pockets, so it just brings Solyndra to mind with the solar farms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the feds are involved in it somehow because it's offshore, so it's that's federal jurisdiction.
We were, when we lived in Massachusetts, sorry to go back 11 years, but when we lived in Massachusetts, the electric bill considered was broken into two parts, electric distribution versus electric generation. So I, as a consumer, We couldn't change how the wires came down the street. We couldn't change the distribution part. But on the generation, I, as a consumer, could opt for dirty coal generation for my electricity, or using water, you know, like Niagara Falls, or using a gas generating plants.
You had your choice.
Or nuclear, or the wind and solar. You had the choice of what you wanted. How ecologically concerned were you? I mean, if I was a...
Boy, that sounds inefficient.
It really...
Well, if you wanted a cheap electric bill, you chose the coal.
You chose coal because the plants that we knew of, they were doing a great job of scrubbing the coal. The output there, it was we were not very far from the plants in Fall River, and no problem with them.
And if you wanted to be a greenie and pay the extra money, you were more than welcome to.
I found out there's something happy here. Okay?
Oh, dear.
Because these these projects will not make it without being subsidized heavily. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there's a good chance that that will dry up to a level that hopefully keeps this whole idea from happening anyway.
You mean Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump and Doge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy.
But you know, environmental law was new back in the 70s. And when the EPA came along, then all of a sudden you can't make a project without an environmental impact. So when I took environmental law, it was all about the how lawyers are helping craft these environmental impact studies, basically, you know, manipulating the results. Back then, because environmentalism was new, it was to hinder all of the projects, particularly if it had to do with oil and gas. And that's still true today.
It seems to me with the technological advances that we've had in the last 50 years that nuclear is really the safest, most efficient, and in my opinion, the least sought after source. And I can't help but wonder why that's the case.
Well, I think the fear mongering, don't you?
Well, I think that has been, but I think people are getting over that. I think what's happening now is the big money, high tech AI people are going to drive that, and they're going to have their own power plants at these data centers that are big power users. And so those, I think a lot of nuclear is going out in these smaller package units that are well designed, considered very safe. And so I think that that's going to, it won't take over the whole power industry, but it will be a huge supplement, and they can go in quickly.
They can go in quickly, and they can be very local. You don't have to transmit the electricity over
a
great distance.
Yeah. So I think part of our power is going to be, power concern is going to be aided by those package.
Well, you know, the intersection of the Cold War, the nuclear terror during the Cold War, plus the environmental movement getting started in the early 70s, remember that movie about the meltdown at the
China Syndrome.
Yeah. All of that fear-mongering about nuclear power has had a real effect. So we don't hear much about the fact that France uses nuclear power to mm-hmm. power their, you know. Germany's finding out that they're all going to freeze this winter because they were going for
can't
wind.
Guess.
And the wind
can't,
hasn't
yeah.
been blowing.
And can't
well,
guess.
And the other thing, though, is when you have people apparently not going crazy over Three Mile Island starting back up. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a pretty significant nuclear event when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And that's in process to be started back up,
yes.
at least some portion. And that's because of high tech.
Well, after the break, I'd like to segue into some of this nuclear stuff because I believe Miss Pat has a nuclear search story for us.
Oh, sure.
Teaser.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get an early quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters again. Thank you for staying with the show. If you would like to be a sponsor or supporter, please just write something quick to Bob at cctaxpayers.com, and I will try to get back to you.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it. People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Thank you again for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Pat, you're going to take us in a different direction at the request of Kim.
Let's talk about drones.
Drones.
Why not? Okay. Everybody else is, and nobody seems to know anything. But when the government started sending people forward, like Homeland Security, that said, we don't know what they are, but they're not dangerous. And
pay no attention to these. Yeah,
pay no attention. These are not the drones you seek. They sent that guy out from Homeland Security to say, the only reason you're seeing these lights is because now they can fly drones at night.
That the public can fly them at night.
Right, right.
Synchronized, 50 at a time from the ocean.
Right. Any rate, there was a little teeny article, and it was taken from X. There had been an interview on X with some guy named John Saxon. He was the CEO of a company that dealt with drones. And he said, those are sniffer drones. They're looking for nuclear material. And that was the first time I'd read that, and it was like a revelation to the person that was interviewing him, but it didn't get much coverage. Well, then, like 2 days later, the Nuclear Regulatory Agency puts out a press release that says nuclear material from medical waste was being transported to New Jersey. The container arrived. The material is gone. We're looking for it.
The container was damaged, yes.
Yeah, but the material is gone, and we're looking for it, which then the DOD said these are not military drones. Well, if they're not military, then they're government.
There's some form of the government, that's
and,
right.
Yeah, and ever since Trump showed us the deep state up close and personal while he was president the first time, and we became aware of the depth of lying that the government does to us, the more they send these government guys out to the front to say, oh no, these are not government, we don't know what they are, we think they're this, we think they're that, it can't be that they don't know what they are. That cannot be the answer. So why won't they tell us what they are?
I'm gonna roll back the clock a few years. Now, Rick ran this show for a number of years, and almost every time he would caution us about Project Mockingbird, which was the CIA's attempt to plant phrases or words through all of the news outlets every morning that everybody picked up. I don't know if everybody remembers when gravitas was the key
yes.
word, and every station listed gravitas. And
Rush used to point that out.
Yeah, Rush used to point that out, and there were a number of phrases.
Manifesto.
That made it into every news report, and the Project Mockingbird apparently is the one that seeded this throughout the news media every morning. So our news is not the news that's fit to print, but the news that's fit to tint.
I read an article today that was talking about the drones that was from an interview with a police sheriff's deputy, and they were sending up their own drone to try to intercept and see what it was, and they were unable to connect because the statement was the drones that they were seeking were not putting off a heat signature. And so they couldn't locate them because there was no heat signature, and that was the strange reason they couldn't intercept.
And there's a specific type of drone that does not put off a heat signal. I don't remember. I read that somewhere.
Well, then that's not amateur time, is it?
No, it is not. And the other thing that they said was when their drones would get close, they would lose power. So there's something else going on, too.
That sounds like a military application.
It seems like if they're not telling us what they are, but they've also told us not to shoot them down.
They'd rather we were afraid of UFOs.
But the legislators as well seem not to know, or they're lying to us as well.
Trump doesn't know either. He admitted they haven't briefed him. He says the government knows, but for some reason they're not telling us. And I think that's...
Yeah, when we've got drones running around and the government says don't worry about it, but they won't tell us what they are, that's not transparency.
And
we're
by the way,
supposed to trust after that, quote, weather balloon above military bases was nothing to worry about either.
Yeah.
I'm going back to something that Trump said right after winning the election, was that he said he did not want the daily brief because if any of the information was exposed from the daily presidential briefing, he didn't want to be accused of being the source.
Leaker.
Yeah.
You know, the Democrat who's the head of the House Ethics Committee has been identified as the leaker of Matt Gaetz's investigation report.
Who is that?
Her name's Mary Hill or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks. Go.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
She's
keep
in
moving.
Charge of ethics.
Yeah.
Good one.
Ethics.
But I also read this morning they had a secret vote again. First they voted, the Health Ethics Committee voted not to release the report. Now they've had a secret vote and they voted to release the report.
Has it been released?
I don't know.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't know.
And we don't know how much of it is true. I mean, to be very honest about, I'm not sure I trust government reports on anything anymore.
You know, there's a series of articles that are appearing that are talking about what Biden is doing on his way out the door to seed hate and discontent for Trump. One of the things he's done is he orders government organizations responsible for the weather forecast to use special Indian knowledge.
What?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Indian knowledge?
Yes.
What's that?
Rain dances.
Oh, okay.
Native Indians.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing that's so entertaining about the leftists is that their worldview has no consistency. Remember, on climate change, it's trust the science. But now on weather, it's, go talk to the Indians about when they decide that they need to do a rain dance. And they had an Indian in the article who commented that the northern tribes in California don't do rain dances, but there's a teeny little tribe in a teeny little town in Southern California that does do rain dances and gives it a lot of credence. He says, so should the federal government go down and talk to this little teeny town and ask them when it's time to do a rain dance?
They must be in collusion with the chemtrails that are seeding the clouds. They must be in collusion.
Well, they don't need rain dances up in the Northwest. They get a lot of rain anyway, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So they don't do
maybe they're dancing
so
and
they
it's better than
dances.
We think.
They don't.
Well, wait a minute. The Democrats are saying trust the science, and then they tell you men can get pregnant?
Well, that's what my point was. Their worldview is not consistent.
Yeah.
Across the board. They believe this wacky thing, and then right next to it, they believe another wacky thing. So climate change, which is a scam, it's trust the science. Abortion, a fetus is a baby. Oh, no, it's not. It's a blob of cells, blah, 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 blah. No,
wasn't
don't
New
trust
York,
the science.
Wasn't New York, weren't New York and Miami supposed to be underwater by 2007?
Many times.
I saw a political cartoon that said, well, it's almost time to recalibrate the date for our climate change disaster.
And admittedly, we do have erosion on our coasts, but that's called erosion. That's not called climate change.
Well, the ocean is rising, but it's some microscopic amount.
Well, what we really don't know is the ocean rising or is the land, like the Outer Banks, sinking? Because we're on a shelf. We're on a plate.
And with the shifting of the tectonic plates.
Yeah, that
the
whole
tectonic
thing.
Tectonic plates, yeah. And everything like that.
I mean, when you think about it, the land that we're sitting on now was caused by the runoff coming across the mountains and coming across the state and carrying silt with us. That's why you can go to Aurora and dig up
shark's teeth,
because that was totally underwater. So in that case, the land grew. So if the land grew, then the land can shrink and the land can grow again. It's not like it doesn't change.
So you're saying what goes up must come down?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, okay. By the way, I need to throw in one other quick thing. I remember seeing a cartoon only a couple of days ago of a young child getting up on Santa's lap, and he's looking at Santa, and he says, let's not discuss how bad I was this year. Please pardon me now.
Preemptive. Give me a preemptive pardon.
Preemptive pardon.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
And make it snappy. We got a deadline.
I want to give a Fanny Gate update.
Okay.
Last week, I told our listeners that Fanny had been found in default for refusing to answer a lawsuit from Judicial Watch for documents that were connected to her contacting Jack Smith and or the J6 committee for dirt materials on Trump to use in her RICO case down in Georgia. And so she has refused just recently. She's refusing to, she says there are no documents. So the only one she'll admit that exists is the one that Judicial Watch already has, which was her initial letter to the J6 committee going, hey, we'd like to meet with you. If it's easier for you, we can come up there. So to say, well, you've got that letter. It exists, but they never replied. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't
know. And then why did you show up 3 times if they never replied?
Exactly. But she says that all the other documents, whatever they may be, are all covered by exemptions, attorney work privilege, blah, 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 and we're not going to release them. So Judicial Watch then will have to go to contempt, ask the judge for contempt against Fannie. Maybe she'll go to jail.
But didn't they take attorney-client privilege away from Trump?
Yeah. Yes. But she's talking about her own attorney
that's
work
different.
Product.
That's different.
But she says, let me finish the story. She says this case will not be dismissed. The train is coming for him. And I want to point out that as a former elected district attorney, nobody can tell you what case to prosecute. And nobody can dismiss it for you just because the judge can't dismiss your case just because they don't like it. However, the Trump and his fellow defendants have given them an opening, which is the conflict of interest with her boyfriend. And the fact that hearing on that was set for December 5th and was just suddenly removed from the docket, and we haven't heard anything about it, is mysterious, to say the least.
What do you think that means?
I don't know.
We're going to find out in the next segment. Okay. Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Again, thank you for staying with CCTA Wake Up Call.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. I said we were going to come back, and then we weren't going to come back, and then we did come back, and we got a couple more words on Fannygate.
Just a couple. Fanny is also being asked for these same documents by Jim Jordan, our own Republican, who's investigating her for misuse of federal funds. Her office received a federal grant of $650,000. They were supposed to set up an anti-gang, juvenile gang violence unit. She never did that. Where's the money? He wants to know where the money is. Maybe it's a coincidence that she paid her boyfriend $700,000 before she had to fire him. Jordan also wants the same documents Judicial Watch is asking for regarding her contact with Jack Smith and the J6 committee. And he's basically told him, pound sand. You're not getting any of it. You got to give her some props here. She's got brass, you know what.
Who is she accountable to? I know
voters.
She...
Voters. That's it.
And she was just recently reelected.
She was reelected.
She's an elected official. Nobody can tell her what cases to prosecute. They can't dismiss her cases.
So no judge has any authority over her behavior.
The only people that have authority over her are the voters and the Bar Association Ethics.
And the jury, depending upon, it's got a case and it, we'll hear it.
Well, the jury has authority over the case,
not over the judge, but over the case. I mean, even if they bring a specious case that they want to convict, the jury can claim nullification. Doesn't apply in this situation. That's a real thing. Before you go on, the only person that is now more liable, because it's going to the DOJ, I guess, is Liz Cheney, apparently, is being referred to the Department of Justice now.
For witness tampering.
So this is maybe a different avenue that will
Couldn't happen to a better person.
For tampering with Cassidy Hutchinson, who
made up a story.
Allegedly confirmed this idea that Trump tried to take over the steering wheel of the limo to force him to drive him to where the protesters were.
I want to mention Judicial Watch because they have been doing a phenomenal job for the past 4 years, and they are funded by donations organization, And they investigate corruption on both sides. They are strictly apolitical. They don't care who's in power. They're going to use Freedom of Information Act things to find, get behind stories and make sure things are what they're supposed to be. And if you're not familiar with them, they're at judicialwatch.org. And their press releases are very interesting.
Yeah. I want to mention the latest in the lefty biosphere that's crazy. San Francisco has hired a fat positivity expert with California tax dollars. She's this fat chick from the picture. She's really fat. And she is an expert in how discrimination against fat people intersects with gender and so forth. So the public health department in San Francisco has to work with her. So obesity is the number one health
issue
for Americans. And here she is telling them, well, don't be fat shaming because fat is beautiful. Once again, lefty worldview, no consistency. Trust the science.
Trust the science, that's right.
Well,
consensus.
As you said, obesity is a health issue. It costs everybody money because we have...
And at the same time, you have drugs that are proven to help with weight loss, the GLP-1s, whatever they're called, the Wegovy, the...
But they have phenomenal side effects.
Yes, they do have side effects. However, they are making it extremely difficult for the people who really need it to get it, and insurance is now not covering it. So on one hand, you're saying being obese is killing you, so you have to do X, Y, Z. You've got a drug that is working, and yes, it has side effects, but are those side effects offset by the obesity issues with heart and cholesterol and kidneys and, you know, all of that kind of stuff? But they're not even letting the patient decide. It's the insurance companies. Again, we talked about that earlier today. The insurance company deciding what care you will get based on the cost.
And it's also, if you're encouraging people to be obese, you're encouraging an unhealthy lifestyle.
Actively working against the goal of the public health department.
Yes.
So why should the health department have been spending their tax dollars to pay this woman?
Amen. But we're working against what was the old food, the food pyramid.
Oh.
That the food pyramid that we all grew up with was based on fatten cows, yes, for slaughter. Mm-hmm. But now we're anxiously awaiting, where is Robert Kennedy going to go with all of this and the food additives?
Well, I hope he follows Italy's. Italy has some really, really fine rules about what can be in food.
Yeah. You know, I want to go off in a slightly different direction. We got a call from a friend, acquaintance or something, and... He had received the American Community Survey. What is the American Community Survey? Well, it's from the U.S. Census Department. And apparently, this American Community Survey is sent out to 3 million people each month, every year, in the 10-year span. So over the 10 years, you're essentially asking 360 million people to provide the information. And the offensive part that he saw in it was they ask you an awful lot of stuff. I don't know how many of you folks have done a FAFSA form on education for your kids. So here's the form about
let me interrupt you. Why was he objecting to questions about FAFSA?
No, he wasn't objecting to questions about FAFSA. What he was objecting to was the U.S. Census Department, by Constitution, is supposed to take a census every 10 years.
Well,
Here's that same department going and polling 3 million people each month.
Okay, well, let me just explain what FAFSA is for our listeners.
Okay.
That's the application for federal student loan.
Yes, and they, like a proctologist, will come after you from all different directions.
And not only that, but it's required. It is not voluntary. Even if you're not applying for a scholarship, you have to fill it out.
Yes.
You're talking about FAFSA.
FAFSA, yes.
Instead of the survey.
Yeah, not
but
the survey.
The survey is mandatory, too.
The survey is mandatory also. Based on the laws that back up the census, the survey. But the survey itself goes into how much income did you make from this, that, and this, and that, and all the different sources.
How many rooms in your house?
How many
bathrooms
toilets?
In your house?
Bathrooms, yeah. And all sorts of members of the household, what fuel is used most to heat this house, apartment, how many automobiles, vans, trucks, whatever do you have at this house? Do any of your members have access to the internet?
What's that got to do with how many people are in the country?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but it helps the federal government in other ways, which is, let's say they've got somebody looking at housing. All of these questions about your housing, what kind of housing actually exists and how is it being used? This provides a database for a lot of academic researchers. It essentially gives a snapshot of what Americans have and how they live. And I'm sorry to say, I don't see the problem with it.
And I understand your position. But again, this is, to me, this is the federal government interfering where it's a state's rights issue. The state needs to know what's going on with the state, and we're competing. The person here is a person of high income who had moved into a low income area. When he fills out his form and there is a representative from that area that has high income in a low income area, then does the federal government decide, oh, I'm going to refuse to give them subsidies?
My complaint against most of the data, and it goes back to the data collection that was starting to happen in the schools with the Common Core stuff. This data is used to manipulate concepts of not just the culture, but the environment. And when you're looking at the data mining, you're also looking at the possibility of means testing in entitlement benefits in the future. The FAFSA form is a good example of that. When our children graduated from high school, they both had over 4-point GPAs, and they were applying for academic scholarships. They received zero help, even though they were well above the 4.0, because on the FAFSA form, our income was too great. Now, it wasn't the income, it was that we had a stock portfolio, that Glenn had a 401k and a retirement account. And it wasn't that the kids were going to be taking on any debt of their own. It was assumed through the FAFSA form that it was our responsibility to pay for their college. Amen.
Well, it was also, it's done in such a way that if you, instead of having those responsible things, you had a double mortgage and were in debt up to your ears with cars, the kids would have gotten the loans.
Right.
Or if you went and blew all of your income
at
Las Vegas, lost wages, yes.
Las Vegas, that's it. That's the place. Yeah, I don't like any of the data mining myself. I think it's an invasion of privacy.
I agree. Okay.
Folks, we're gonna say we wish you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. We're just wrapping up this show from the Peanuts Christmas special. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? Okay. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Merry Christmas. You have a wonderful Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
not.